Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word is the Way to Life broadcast. We're grateful that you tuned in because Jesus is the Word manifested in the flesh, and He has shown us the way to life and how we can have it more abundantly. But we've been studying the Psalms with King David, Psalms 51 through 100. So today, we're up to Psalm 71. Again, it's a little long, so bear with me as I share God's Word with you in Psalm 71. O Lord, You are my refuge. Never let me be disgraced. Rescue me. Save me from my enemies, for You are just. Turn Your ear to listen and set me free. Be to me a protecting rock of safety, where I am always welcome. Give the order to save me, for You are my rock and my fortress. My God, rescue me from the power of the wicked, from the clutches of cruel oppressors. O Lord, You are alone in my hope. I've trusted You, O Lord, from my childhood. Yes, You've been with me from birth. From my mother's womb You have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising You. My life is an example to many because You have been my strength and protection. That is why I can never stop praising You. I declare Your glory all day long. And now, in my old age, don't set me aside. Don't abandon me when my strength is failing. For my enemies are whispering against me. They are plotting together to kill me. They say, God has abandoned him. Let's go and get him. For there is no one to help him now. Oh God, don't stay away. My God, please hurry to help me. Bring disgrace and destruction on those who accuse me. May humiliation and shame cover those who want to harm me. But I will keep on hoping for You to help me. I will praise You more and more. I will tell everyone about Your righteousness. All day long I will proclaim Your saving power, for I am overwhelmed by how much You have done for me. I will praise Your mighty deeds, O Sovereign Lord. I will tell everyone that You alone are just and good. O God, You have taught me from my earliest childhood, and I have constantly told others about the wonderful things You do. Now I am old and gray. Do not abandon me, O God. Let me proclaim Your power to this new generation, Your mighty miracles to all who come after me. Your righteousness, O God, reaches to the highest heavens. You have done such wonderful things. Who can compare with You, O God? You have allowed me to suffer much hardship, but You will restore me to life again and lift me up from the depths of the earth. You will restore me to the greater honor and comfort me once again. Then I will praise You with music on the harp, because You are faithful to Your promises, O God. I will sing for You with a lyre, O Holy One of Israel. I will shout for joy and sing praises, for You have redeemed me. I will tell about Your righteous deeds all day long, for everyone who tried to hurt me has been shamed and humiliated. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 71. Now, there's many advantages in growing old. I've been blessed. I never dreamed in a few days I'll be 81. And I am been blessed to kind of gain some wisdom over them years. Thank God I'm not the person I used to be in my younger years. But it's a blessing to look back over the years and be able to testify to God's consistent faithfulness, both in the good times and in the bad times. The poet of Psalm 71, we're not given his name. We assume it might be David, but we're not sure. Has cradled to the grave perspective on walking with God. Now this psalm opens with a prayer that is typical of many of the other psalms. The psalmist is personally experiencing injustice as evil and cruel people are attacking him. So he looks to God to make things right in his life. He speaks of God as his rock of refuge and fortress. And again, the familiar pictures of God as our strong protector. Repeatedly, the psalmist looks to God's righteousness or His righteous deeds and his hope for deliverance. Now, since God is righteous, the psalmist is confident that he will make everything wrong in the world make it right. Well, this both means salvation for him and shame and scorn and disgrace for his oppressors. The psalmist confesses his lifelong trust in God. Since birth, he said, he's been faithful to God, and now he prays for the strength to continue walking with God as he gets older and weaker. He knows that he has to rely on God to sustain him, particularly in the face of intense, unjust suffering. But by his life of consistent faithfulness, he's become a sign to many. He says it's easy to praise God for a short time and when things are going well. However, to see a believer who's been declaring God's splendor all day long, for years, even when they're suffering, is a tremendous encouragement to other Christians. Yeah, the psalmist continued to reflect on his life. Praising God for his righteous acts has been the poet's practice. Since my youth, to this day, when I'm old and gray, sometimes Christians might wonder what they can do when they retire or grow old. I think Psalm 71 gives us a wonderful calling. It says, declare your power to the next generation, your mighty acts to all who are to come. That's what we need to be doing, is witnessing, amen? These mighty acts are God's great work of salvation for us, achieved by Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, and promise coming again, and our personal story of God's care for us. I think a parent's first and foremost job is to pass on their faith to their children. The Apostle Paul reminds Timothy of the sincere faith that he received from his mother Eunice and grandmother Lois. You can find that in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. That's three generations of faithfulness. May the Lord use you and me to pass on that faith to the next generation also. Now, I don't know about you, but I think sometimes us older godly saints, because we all are saints, God has blessed us, every one of us who believe in the Lord as his salvation and hope that we have, and we call ourselves Christ followers. He tells us we're saints, because that little book of Jude, I think there's only like 24, 25 verses, one chapter, we are to return with Christ to set up his kingdom here on earth. We are the saints that will return with him. So I hope and pray that you've been inspired in your Christian walk. I know I have. Yeah, there's been some bumps along the way, challenges. Things don't go the way I think they should, especially in the church as a pastor. Attendance is down and this and that and yada, yada, yada. But, I say but because you know I love the buts and the ifs. You keep on keeping on, planting the good seeds of God's love, encouraging others. I think when we get old, it's easier to do that because people look at us and say, well, you got a lot of wisdom. You got a lot of miles on your life there. Maybe you know something. And when you tell them the story, tell me the stories of Jesus. I love those little hymns. But think about some ways that you can declare God's power to this next generation. You know, it's sad that Charlie Kirk was assassinated because that was his calling. That's what he was doing. But he planted so many seeds in the people around him, that ministry of Turning Point keeps on going, planting those seeds, encouraging the younger generation to accept their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, into their life, that they too may have the peace that passes all understanding, and sharing with their generation and for the generations to come, because none of us know when the Lord's going to return. We look for him any day. I think people say, well, I wish I lived back in the Bible days. Well, let me tell you, brothers and sisters in the Lord, you are living in Bible days. We are living the prophecies, and we are seeing all of the stuff foretold by the prophets coming to pass in our generation. So, when is the Lord coming back? I have no clue. Because he said, even Daddy is the only one that knows. I don't know when I'm coming back, but I promise you, I will be back. Jesus said it, and I believe it. So So with that said, I just thank you for this little opportunity to come and to share the scriptures, especially out of the Psalms. We talk about the psalmist and the prophet and the poet and all that, and that's what's beautiful about the Psalms. It's all there. Just in closing, I just want to look at Psalm 2. Just think about this. Psalm 2 says this, "Why do the nations rage? Why do the people waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepare for battle. The rulers plot together against the Lord and against His anointed one. Let us break their chains. They cry and free ourselves from this slavery. But the one who rules in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then in anger He rebukes them, terrifying them in His fierce fury. For the Lord declares, I have placed my chosen king on the throne in Jerusalem, my holy city. The Lord proclaims the Lord's decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have become your father. Only ask and I will give you the nations as your inheritance. The ends and the earth as your possession. You will break them with iron rod and smash them like clay pots. Now, you kings, act wisely. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with reverent fear and rejoicing and trembling. Submit to God's royal son, and he will become angry, and you will be destroyed in the midst of your pursuits. For his anger can flare up in an instant. But what joy for all who find protection in him." Wow, that's a wonderful thing. It's a foretaste of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, God loves you, and so do we. Thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life, because He truly is, and how you can have life more abundantly. More important than that, He is your friend. Where in the world can you find a friend like Jesus? What a friend we have in Jesus. And if He is not your friend, take time to get to know Him, because He is the best friend that you will ever have. And He will give you the hope and the grace of all the things that you need, especially in this life and the life to come, as we go from life to life and from life to eternity. In Jesus' name, have a blessed day.